Blog Talk Radio.
Willkommen, and welcome to I'm With Stupid on this special October edition of I'm With Stupid. I'm your co-host, Matt Mann, emanating to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio, and sitting right next to me, a mere 664 miles away, the ever-lovely J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man, coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. How are you doing today, Matt?
I'm not too bad, Jay. Had to work yesterday, but I'm going, ironically enough, and oddly enough, and topically enough, to an Oktoberfest party at my brother's house, which is big enough, has a pond and is big enough for a pony. And Notre Dame won yesterday after defeating the powerhouse that are the Broncos of Western Michigan. And how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. Yesterday afternoon was a tough afternoon for me. Arkansas had a 43-37 lead in the fourth quarter against Auburn and somehow lost 65-43. But you know, it was rough, and went and got a couple of beers and started to recover. And then, luckily for me, at least, the tears of both Nebraska and Ohio State fans have a rejuvenating effect, and I bounced back nicely last night.
I did the same because, in addition to Notre Dame actually winning, the highlight of my evening last night was turning on the 11 o'clock news, and I watched all the stations out of Columbus, Ohio, crying on air about the Ohio State Buckeyes losing to Wisconsin. It made my day.
Yeah. It was a rough night for Ohio State fans, and I figured that Ohio would be in just full meltdown mode today.
Oh, it is. It is. It's terrible. But there's another reason I'm crying for a different reason, because you probably know, and most of our listeners know by now, that June Cleaver has passed away at the age of 94. And
tragic.
Yeah, it is. And I know you feel the same way as me, and I just want to give a shout out to the entire Cleaver family. I hope Wally still believes in God. I hope Beaver's off the smack and stays off the smack, and just find solace and comfort with Whitey and Lumpy and Eddie.
Well, I'm a big fan. I was a big fan of June Cleaver. I thought she was a great wife, an even better mother. Never afraid to tell Ward when he was being a little rough on the Beaver, and she's going to be missed.
She is. There is an upside.
I'm already
though.
Missing her.
Well, there is an upside, because Ward will get to, you know, be with the Beaver again when she makes her transference up to heaven.
Exactly. Always looking at that silver lining there, Matt.
I am an optimist. But enough of that. enough of the sourness and dourness. We'll get to that if Mike should call in. So it is a celebration here on I'm With Stupid today, and we're celebrating all things German. And we had our crack research team, i.e. Jay, do a little research on Oktoberfest, little facts and things you might not know about. And would you like to impart that now upon our listeners, Jay?
Oh, I would love to. After our intensive 12-hour show prep session that we did on Wednesday, which
yes.
we do without any break, no refreshments at all, people. It's really, really hardcore. I then went and did another about 17 hours of research on Oktoberfest. And I found out that the first Oktoberfest ever was held on October 12th of 1810. The amazing thing is the honorary master of ceremonies was Larry King.
Really?
He got the position because of his 80 years of service in radio at the time. And
he is timeless.
You know, yes, he is. Also, the first during that first Oktoberfest was also the first time they held the Miss Oktoberfest pageant, and the winner was Barbara Bush.
How about that?
She was quite the looker in her day, and of course she went on to have a.
I'm assuming Larry King interviewed her too.
Oh, I'm sure. And, of course, you know, we all know that Barbara went on to a great career as the Quaker Oats guy and gained fame that way and then became First Lady.
No joke is too contrived for you, is it?
Exactly. Here's another great fact for you. Up until 1960, they held horse races as part of the festivities. Little known fact, the very last race in 1960, the last race they held, was won by Camilla Parker Bowles. And of course, we all know that after that, she was retired to pasture, and she's now ridden every day by Prince Charles.
Exactly. Keep going. You're killing me.
Yeah, I'm on a roll, right? The other thing I found out was that it's only been canceled 24 times during the years, and it's been canceled for war, disease, and what were termed national emergencies. The last
mm-hmm.
national emergency happened in 1896, Matt, when your and my ancestors traveled over from Ireland 2 days early to do a little pre-drinking, and they ran out of beer.
Imagine that.
Yes.
Only
so anyway, there's
times?
A little. Only 24 times, can you believe?
Well,
yeah,
I was
because
thinking,
Germany
you know,
started 700
Germans
wars.
Wars. It would be canceled more often than not, but.
Yeah, generally
it could be a precursor for war for them.
I was going to say, actually, it was during Oktoberfest that they threw back a few beers and said, let's invade Poland.
Exactly.
Poor Poland. It was always Poland.
As it should be.
So anyway, there's a little history for you guys for Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
To get you warmed up.
And it really is. As much as we make fun of Germans and their austerity, their Spartan-like existence, their efficiency, many great Germans, Heidi Klum. What's not to like about that? Boris Becker.
There's a guy with a great personality.
And a
poor
great
German.
Set of great set of red locks and very nice, always pleasant. Christopher Hitchens. Well, I guess he only seems German and Nazi-like, but Pat Buchanan. There's another good German.
Absolutely.
But
pretending to be Irish, but we know the truth.
Exactly. Harry Buchanan is not all that Irish.
No.
But I have to, you know, we usually do shout-outs at the end of the show, but this week, holy cow, I have to give you a shout out right now because I understand one of our producers told me that you actually got to interview a very famous German. Could you tell us about that?
Well, I did. As we were, again, doing our intensive research, we decided that we should find a great German movie star to interview. And so we started calling around and clearly the great...
Dead, isn't she?
Exactly. So we couldn't go there. So the only, really the greatest living German movie star is Rin Tin Tin, the German Shepherd.
That is
And
amazing.
I know you're a big fan. And,
I am.
I'm a big fan. And so we did get the interview done, and we'll just go ahead and play it for everybody right now.
That'd be great.
All right.
This is an I'm With Stupid Entertainment special report, an interview with Rin Tin Tin. Rin, if I can call you that, thank you so much for being here on the day that we are celebrating Oktoberfest. It just seemed logical that we would bring you on. So thanks for being here. Whoa there, boy. Let's nose out of the crotch, okay? Just thanks. Anyway, so we'll just check on you and see how you're doing here. I understand things have been pretty good since you retired, but I did read the other day that you have this ongoing feud with Cujo. Is that true? Dang, that sounds serious. I didn't know Cujo was such an asshole. I guess he just played himself in that movie, huh? Well, okay, Rin. I guess the other thing is, you know, what have you been up to? I mean, how are, you know, you seem to be like you're doing pretty good. You got a pretty nice life here. Have you enjoyed retirement or, you know, how have you been treated? How are things going? You know, I tell you what, Rin, you seem to be in a bad mood today, and, you know, we'll just go ahead and cut this interview short, and I'll just let you, you know, get on to sniffing crotches and other dogs' butts or whatever it is you do, because obviously you're just going to be an asshole today, and I'm just not going to put up with this. Oh, man, you know, I'm sorry, Rin. Come here. Let me scratch you behind the ear. Oh, yeah. Who's a good puppy? Huh? Who's a good doggy? Who's a good doggy? Oh, rub that belly. Okay, Rin, I tell you what, we'll just go ahead and call it a day, and let's go throw the frisbee. Huh? You want to do that? All right, let's do that. Thanks, Rin, for that great interview.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that.
I think there's a Peabody in your future.
I think so, at least.
Or something.
Or something. Anyway, Rin was just having, he was kind of having a bad morning, but yeah, we went to the park, threw the frisbee around, and he's really good at helping you pick up babes because they like, oh, look at the puppy, you know, and they, yeah, women love dogs,
especially German dogs.
Exactly.
Okay, so, we're ready for your calls now, people. At 661-244-9852. That's 661-244-9852. Also, keep in mind that we have
Matt
With Stupid website, and you can find that at imwithstupidradio1.blogspot.com.
Okay, so can the people
that's
in the chat room hear me? Because I can't hear Matt.
blogspot.com, and you can always find us on Facebook as well.
Oh, there you are. Kind of lost you there for a minute, Matt.
I'm right here, Jay.
Okay, well, you kind of went out on me. Maybe you didn't go out on the chat room because I couldn't hear you.
I hope I didn't.
Okay, but hey, you know what else we've got this week, Matt?
What do we have?
We have a live feed from Munich where we can listen in a few times. I think three, to see what's going on. And
that'd be great.
Let's just do that right now. Let's just see what's happening in Munich. Whoa.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. You know, they really sound like they are ready to invade Poland.
Oh, well.
Yeah. we'll see how that works
years.
Out. It's been. So anyway, I see we get the buffering. BTR is doing what BTR is doing what BTR does. We'll just continue with the show. It'll come back. Let me help some people out in the chat room.
All right. That'd be great.
There we go. Just tell them to keep refreshing in the chat room because it will come back. It did last night about 3 or 4 times. And I tell you, the first big German festival, Oktoberfest, that I went to was in down in New Braunfels, Texas. And I went to
Oktoberfest. Oddly enough,
New Braunfels and Fredericksburg, a couple of good German towns down there in Texas, if you ever get a chance to go, near San Antonio. And it was at Wurstfest that I was introduced to German pancakes. Have you ever had these, Matt?
Oh, yeah. Made out of potatoes, I take it.
Well, yeah. And there's it's kind of a funny texture to it. And they put powdered sugar on it. And it's kind of like French toast, kind of got, you know, hash brown thing to it, especially when they deep fry it, which I don't know how they do it in Germany, but in Texas it gets deep fried.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I couldn't get enough of those things. And in fact, I had so many that I just couldn't get up and do the chicken dance when it was time.
We have something, it sounds similar to what we call up here as scrapple, which is quite delicious. And, Jay, I believe we have a caller.
We do. Why don't we take that call?
Why don't you?
954, you're on. Hello.
Hi, it's Lily.
Oh, my God. How are things in the south of Florida?
Sunny and beautiful.
As always, as are you.
How are you doing, guys?
Oh,
wonderful.
Wonderful. And yourself, Lily?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. What's going on? My first tuning into your show. I'm amazed.
What?
You're amazed by our efficiency and brilliance?
All of the above. And what a thrill, a personal thrill for me to actually speak with you two guys.
Well, not as much of a thrill as it is for us.
Exactly.
Let me tell you.
Wow. So I missed something about powdered sugar and something deep fried. I don't know what it was that you were talking about, but it sounded really good.
Oh, yeah, because anything that's deep fried and gets powdered sugar is going to be tasty, right?
Exactly.
And don't they do that to just about everything these days?
Well, if they don't, they should.
They certainly do at state fairs and German festivals, as I found out. It was German pancakes is what I was talking about, that they apparently deep fried them. And it was pretty awesome. I highly recommend attending Wurstfest in New Braunfels just for that alone. And the chicken dance, of course.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know when I'll be getting myself over to Brownsville, but it sure sounds like fun.
Yeah. So have you, do you have any German heritage lately?
I really don't. I do like sauerkraut, though.
Oh,
well, that's good enough.
I think that, you know, definitely. And I wouldn't mind putting on a dirndl.
Wow, you
what about
sauerkraut.
What about taking some accordion lessons?
In the dirndl. Can I put the dirndl on and then take the accordion lessons?
Of course.
Oh, of course.
And then you could play.
Like
and then you could play polka music.
You were in perfect sync. You're in perfect sync. I love it.
And although neither Jay nor I know how to play the accordion, we'd be more than happy to give you lessons.
Absolutely.
Well, that sounds like an offer I can't refuse.
And then you could just go out and play some polka music on the street corners and make a little extra money.
Can I hear an oompa?
If I was giving you a lesson, you would.
Now you're talking.
Well, that's all I ever do.
Well, I just wanted to say hey to you guys, and glad I got a chance to talk with you.
Oh, I appreciate
you. Thank
you
very much for
coming. Lily and I have known each other through the internet for a couple of years, and that was really sweet of you to do so.
Well, good. I look forward to listening to the rest of the show, and good luck with this venture. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks, Lily. And your Pittsburgh Steelers will be mentioned in our NFL picks.
My Pittsburgh Steelers?
And your Miami Dolphins.
And my New York Giants.
Well, we'll see about that.
All right. All right, boys.
Thanks.
Have a wonderful day.
All right. Thanks, Lee.
You too.
Sure. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right, then. Another great call. And, hey, let's do another little quick check-in.
I seem to have lost. Are you there, Jay? It seems we have lost Jay. Can you still hear me? I'm asking the chat room. Oh, BTR is just loads of fun on Oktoberfest today. Here on I'm with Stupid. Jay's number has completely disappeared from the switchboard, so I'm flying solo. Much like the Red Baron. You can hear me, Vinny? Okay, that's great. Because now you can see who the brains behind this operation is. Knowing Jay, he's probably drunk and hung up on himself. So we'll try to continue on with this. If you'd like to call in at 661-244-9852, we could have a little chat while Jay's gone until Jay gets back. That'd be great. Or I could, you know, sing some Scorpions a cappella for you, but I'd rather not do that. And I see, in the spirit of Germanness and everything, that an Italian just took a shot at me in the chat room, which I appreciate because it's keeping in the topic, and I, yeah, that's nice. No, Jay, we can't hear you, buddy. I could tell you about my mother. Let's see. Mom, she had to ruin our complete Irishness. I'm three-quarters Irish, one-quarter German. And that came on my mother's side. Her father was a German. His father was a German. His mother was a mutter. Well, I'll tell you what. How about we do this while we look? Oh, we have a caller. I don't know if I can do this, though. Ah, 920, you're on the air.
Good morning, Maddie.
Oh, my God, Diane.
Not even close.
Oh, who is this?
It's AC.
It's who?
Average
oh, my God. Is it? God, you sound a lot like Diane. Not that there's
well,
anything
morning.
Wrong with it. Good morning to you. So what's on your mind, lovely one? Hello?
Potato salad.
I love potato salad.
Yeah, well, German potato salad.
My mom used to make that a lot because I just mentioned she was German. She would make that all the time. I love it.
Now, do you have it cold or hot?
Lukewarm. Are you there? Now we seem to have lost AC. Average chick is a lovely woman. Let's try this one. 732, you're on the air.
Hey, baby, it's Diane.
There we go. Oh, my God, you do sound like average chick. Now keep your F-bombs to a minimum, please. We got chastised for that last week.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't. I'm sorry.
That's okay. But go ahead.
It just comes naturally to me.
It just kind of flows. I know how you are, yes.
Where's Jay? What have you done with him?
I don't know. His phone number does not even appear on the switchboard.
You've done something to my baby.
I have not done anything to Jay. So what's a Jewish girl like you? How do you celebrate Oktoberfest?
I boil bratwurst and picture them as having little Nazi faces.
Uh-huh.
Would you believe I've never been to an Oktoberfest
celebration? Yes, I can believe it. Yes, I can.
Never been.
I bet you've been to a Jewish festival, though.
I don't think we're allowed to have them.
Oh, really?
It's all about suffering and atoning.
Well, that's true. And plus, why have festivals when you get 8 days at Hanukkah when all us other, you know, normal people only get 1 day of celebration?
Well, I had it. I mean, I got it the best because I'm half Jewish. And I was raised Catholic, so.
Wow.
I think I went to school 3 days a year.
If only you had a Muslim.
Which may explain my problems later in life.
If you had a Muslim uncle, you could have had, you know, every day off.
Hold on. And become president.
Hey, Jay's back.
You know, it's bad enough when BTR wants to mess with me, but when Google hangs up on me, it's a bit much.
Jay, we're currently talking to the lovely Diane.
Hey, Diane.
Hola,
how you doing,
Jay.
Buddy? How you doing, babe? Can you guys
hear
me all right?
I was worried about you.
Man, I
accused
about you
Maddie
too.
Of foul play.
Well, he has at some point in his life, I'm sure.
Trying to take over the show.
Are you kidding me? I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, you guys are great together. I
well,
really
see,
do.
Well, we do make a very cute couple.
You do. You're lovely.
See, I wouldn't
especially
want to take
Jay
over because, you know, Wednesdays, between Wednesday and Sunday morning, I get emails from Jay. He tells me what to do, and I just show up. So why would I want to disrupt that?
Yeah, he's very obedient. Especially when I put on the...
I'm not allowed to curse, Jay.
We have to... BTR does have a cursing limit.
And I didn't know that.
I didn't either, Diane.
But
I guess it wouldn't help if I cursed but pixelated my mouth while I did it.
Sure.
No. That's okay. I'll be good.
Okay, so
Jay, you're going to have to shout.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me try this.
Is this better?
That
yes.
is better.
Yes.
Well, yes,
that. That's better.
Good.
I've never been to an Oktoberfest, Jay.
Never?
Never.
Well, I'm surprised.
The only kind of carnivals I've ever been to are the ones that the church does.
Well, boring.
Yeah, they're pretty awful. They're pretty awful.
Well, at least you know how to play bingo and tear things off those little those things that, you know. Oh, God.
What are those things?
The little pull-off tab things.
The things the nuns wear on their head?
No, they're little cards you get, and you pull them off, and you got to get three lemons or three cherries and
whatnot. Yeah, okay, yeah, it's like paper slot machine.
Exactly.
Yeah,
thank you.
Those suck. Can you say suck?
Yeah, you can say that.
Because I, you know, oh fudge, I said suck.
661-244-9852.
You want to get rid of me?
Hey, no. How about if we check in one more time at Munich and see what they're doing?
There you
Why
go.
Why don't you do that? Do that, man. Oh, God.
How about that? They're doing
I
the
love polka
dance.
Music. I love the one with the She's Too Fat for Me.
Don't know that one.
I think that one's hilarious. I don't have my accordion with me, otherwise I would sing it for you.
Oh, damn it. I was hoping you would sing today. I woke up
thinking
that.
So that's it.
Anyway, they're doing.
I have no Oktoberfest stories.
Huh.
So I will free up the line for another scintillating caller.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Hey.
No, not you. In hopes we get another scintillating caller.
Don't start, because I will beat you.
I know.
And I know you. I know. What? I don't even.
You
I said that to encourage you.
I can't help it.
I love encouraging your bad behavior.
You don't have to do much to do that.
Well, true. So happy Oktoberfest. Keep the bratwurst hanging.
All right.
And I'll see you in the chat room.
All right, Diane.
I'm glad you're okay, Jay, because I would have come and rescued you.
Well, you could come rescue me anyway, if you want.
That's true. Bye, boys.
Bye, Di.
Well, I got to tell you, that was quite an ordeal. I didn't realize that Google had hung up on me.
Yeah, well.
And I was like, asking people in
that
the chat
that was pretty
room.
Deep, wasn't it? Yeah, well.
I was asking people in the chat room if they could hear me, and they were like, which one are you? And I'm like, this isn't going well at all.
It's nothing like this. Yeah, that's all it takes to throw the entire show and the entire mood out of sync.
Yeah.
Now I feel like invading Poland. I know how Hitler felt now.
Yeah. And I just want to let people know, anybody else who's thinking of calling in.
I warn you, we have ways to make you talk.
I had to get the Hogan's Heroes. Somewhere.
You know who'd really be, who would just get things excited and back on track now if he'd just call in would be Dour Mike.
So,
evidently
anyway.
Evidently he enjoys watching us swing in the wind.
Apparently that's how he gets his entertainment. So, anyway, I was going to do a little shout out to Uberhaus in Omaha, Nebraska. Today is
okay.
My favorite German bar that I've ever been to.
it's in a pretty dodgy neighborhood. In fact, the first time we went, everybody wanted me to go in first because they said they figured I had more experience with places like this, dives, dive bars and stuff. When we went in, it was just polka music, and they had the big long tables and everybody drinking German beer, and it was wonderful.
Because as we all know, there are a lot of Germans in Omaha, Nebraska.
Surprisingly enough, there are.
The best German festival I ever went to was Oktoberfest Zinzinnati, and that's what they call it. A lot of krauts down there in Porkopolis. Always a good time, always a big time. I mean, there will be a million people turn out for that one, and it's always great. And, Jay, I think we have a caller.
We do, and hi, Mike.
Jay.
Hi, Mike.
I've been busy this morning working on my delete button. It usually gets rid of Matt, but it's getting rid of everybody else this morning.
Yeah, way to wreak havoc, Mike.
It's just not working.
Yeah.
Well,
it's always, you know, always the quiet ones. It's the quiet, mundane guys who sit there in their basement and dream up elaborate delete buttons and interfere with random radio shows.
Hey, Mike, I have to tell you something, Mike. I finally figured out who you remind me of.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
You remind me of Billy Bob Thornton in Sling Blade.
Coffee kind of makes me nervous when I drink it.
I guess I'm going to have to watch that movie.
Well, I don't know. That might be a little too crazy.
It might be don't lose control.
I guess I could give it a shot. I just wanted to say I heard
Mike
a rumor about you guys.
Hot.
Well, it seems you have a fan there, Mike.
Look at that.
Heard a rumor
that
about
again.
You guys. I
Mike
heard a rumor.
Mike makes me hot.
Is it true that you... Is it true that you guys personally interviewed all the German Shepherd sheep after that interview?
Well, I don't personally know any German Shepherd sheep. Mike?
Well, Dana's telling me I don't want to watch that movie.
Oh, it'd be good for you.
It's outstanding. It's a very uplifting movie.
Well,
you ever been to any Oktoberfest, Mike? I know you live in the St. Louis area. I know there's plenty of Germans there.
This is Oktoberfest City.
Like and you go, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have
and
fun?
All the Catholic churches around here have beer at their Oktoberfests.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's tough to get the young boys to let you molest them if they're not drunk.
Exactly.
That's true.
I'll get some email for that one.
Probably from a priest.
Probably.
Well.
Hey, we have another caller.
How about that?
And let's take that call.
Take it.
Sweet Pea, are you there?
I am here. I'm big.
Everyone's so happy today.
I'm still sleeping myself.
I'm just here.
Mike makes me hot.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, Sweet Pea.
I'm here.
So how you doing this morning?
I'm sick, but I'm here.
You're sick, but you can't. You tuned in anyway. That is awesome.
Yeah, all of my, all of my everything, whatever you call it, sinuses, everything's coming down. But anyway, what is an Oktoberfest?
Oktoberfest is a big German beer celebration.
I had beer in it, and I didn't know nothing about it.
Well, you should go to one sometime.
Excuse me. No, I've just never heard of. No, it's. I thought it was something for. What do you call it? What's the holiday that's coming up?
Halloween.
I thought it was something for Halloween, and of course, I don't do Halloween, so.
Yeah. Are you related to Mike?
Why would you say that? Mike is awesome.
Boy, the phone lines are lighting up now. We got a party line going on here. We got another caller, Jay.
I just wanted
to know what it was and everything. So, but Dana's going to take me to Oktoberfest. So, now, Jay, I found the replacement for you. I'm sorry.
Hey, stay on the line because you're going to like this caller. Stay on the line because you're going to like this caller, okay? All right.
Okay.
917. You there, babe? It's night. Hello.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Is that my
I just
hung
up. I couldn't hear the show unless I called in.
Oh, my. How are you doing this morning?
Come here. Come on.
And I called in without getting dressed like I promised Matt.
Oh. We can just stop it right here.
My sweet, sweet knot.
Hi. So what's everybody talking about?
Oktoberfest night. We're celebrating bratwurst.
Oh. All right, that's a great food. I went to the only decent German restaurant here last week for Oktoberfest.
And what did you have?
For that kind of thing. Sauerkraut goulash.
Ooh. Well, that sounds good.
It was amazing. And beef sausage, of course.
What's goulash?
Matt, you can come to St. Louis. We got lots of German restaurants.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
A really German populated area?
Very much so.
They're drawn to the arches?
Yep.
Oh my God.
I can't get too excited. I'll ruin my reputation.
You're talking to Knight, who may or may not be naked, for God's sakes. You get excited, man.
If you can't get excited with these two ladies on the line, then you just can't be excited. I'm sorry.
I know. And Knight, of all people, I'm loving this show now because Knight is on here. It's my sister. I'm so excited.
Well, at least one of you are.
We're confusing people. People think we're really sisters now.
But that's okay because fantasies are pretty awesome.
We're hot blonde sisters.
This has nothing to do with Oktoberfest, though. Are either of you even German?
What's that?
on my father's side of the family, there's German heritage there. But otherwise, no, pretty much just Irish.
My mom's maiden name was
just a drinker.
Oster.
Oster?
Oster, yes. Quite German.
That sounds German to me.
And she treated her kids like she was a German.
Did you want to elaborate on that?
Well, oddly enough, she would use a bolo paddle, which is kind of Mexican and or Spanish, on the kids. But being the ninth of the last of nine, I escaped most of that because her right arm was worn out by then. So she got a pass.
And you're supposed to be saving most of this for your therapist.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to talk about my problems free when I can pay $80 an hour to do it. Jeez. It doesn't feel the same. It doesn't feel worthwhile.
This is great.
I think Matt's mom managed to get in one good hit to the head, though.
What are you saying, Mike? Are you saying I got dropped on my head, Mike? Because maybe I did and just don't know it.
Oh, my gosh.
This show has taken a decidedly different turn.
We are helping you out, Matt. Your fingers for the day.
Oh, no, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I tell you.
Well, I'm going to take my voice off. So I'm going to see everybody.
Could you repeat that?
Go. Huh?
Could you repeat that?
I'm going to take my voice offline. And I'm going to just listen to the show. I love y'all. And
okay.
I was just talking to you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
That was awesome.
That should be our next show promo.
Okay. All
right. Okay, 13 minutes left.
Man, time is flying by.
It is.
And,
isn't
it,
Mike?
It is what?
Are you doing a Rubik's Cube as you talk to us?
A Rubik's Cube?
Oh, my God. Never mind.
Okay, I gotta go. It's time for you guys to start picking something.
Okay. We also have another caller.
Oh my God, another caller!
Uh-oh. Yeah, let's take that one.
By all means.
Hello.
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 Hello. This is Curious Chris.
Yay! From the great
Curious
Northwest.
Outstanding. Right. And we finally get a chance to ask you, Chris, what are you so curious about?
Oh, you name it. Life, I'm curious about this Blog Talk Radio idea.
Yes, so are we.
Well, hey, I've got a Oktoberfest story.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
excellent.
They have a great one out here. I moved here from Alaska, gosh, 20-some years ago, and I went and did the Oktoberfest up in Leavenworth. And, gosh, I had so much fun, I got a DWI.
You did what?
I got a driving under the influence.
Mm-hmm.
When I left, yeah, I'd never had one of those. I haven't had one since, but I thought, boy, these Oktoberfest things can be trouble.
They can be, and they'll get you sat down for the first quarter of an NFL game if you're not careful.
That could be.
Slack
well, I'm enjoying the show today, and I just wanted to call in and put my 2 cents worth in.
And we appreciate your help.
We appreciate it. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling.
Okay. Go Seahawks.
There you go.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you, Chris.
All right, speaking of the Seahawks,
Jay.
It's time to get into those NFL picks, and we won't play the music. Let's just get right into it because we have an awesome new sponsor this week. And I tell you what, folks, the show will stop streaming at the top of the hour, but it will continue to record, and we're just going to go through and do all of our picks and finish the show. And then if you guys want to, and you do, you can check in the archives and you can listen to all the rest of the show that you miss after the top of the hour. How's that sound, Matt?
That sounds great. Should we get our sponsor going there, buddy?
Hit the sponsor.
Here's our sponsor this week for our NFL I'm With Stupid Picks.
Are you an older person or know someone who is? Are you having trouble keeping up with the demands of owning and maintaining your own home? Do you kvetch and long to spend time in the company of people your own age in a safe, carefree environment? Do you want to know that you will have help with the naturally occurring ailments and constrictions that old age places upon you? Well, sell your home, pack up your smile, and move into Dr. Joseph Mengele's Jolly Joe Retirement Camp. By moving into Jolly Joe's, you can choose from a variety of affordable and extremely cozy living quarters. You'll enjoy well-balanced and exquisitely prepared meals in our Panzer on the Green dining hall. Play a round of golf on our Bernhard Langer design course. Just don't get stuck in the bunker. You will live that carefree lifestyle you so richly deserve, knowing all the while that you're protected 24/7 by the panoramic watchtowers, our generous stretches of barbed wire, and our professional, well-disciplined, and uniformly dressed team of security guards. In addition to that, you'll receive round-the-clock medical attention, whether you need it or not, courtesy of our certified nursing staff, personally trained by Dr. Mengele himself. So unload your home, and unload your anxiety, and enjoy your final days with us. That's Dr. Mengele's Jolly Joe Retirement Camp, where we're the final solution to your retirement question.
And there you have it. Are you ready for some picks, Jay?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you start us off?
Okay, then. First pick here is Dallas at Minnesota. No, actually, let's do Atlanta at Philadelphia first. How's that?
All right. That's
Atlanta at Philadelphia. And, of course, this is the Nipsey Russell tribute game.
Fantastic.
Yep, every week do a Nipsey Russell tribute. Nipsey, of course, the poet laureate of TV. And here is the tribute for this week. The Falcons and the Eagles always put on a classic, even if this game has to be played without Mike Vick. Expect the Atlanta fans to be walking around in a fog because the Eagles are going to beat them like a dog. There we go.
Dogs and schlong jokes never get old, do they?
They never do. They never do.
I'm going to have to disagree with you. Oh, wait
you're
a minute.
Gonna, oh, you're
going to pick?
I'm actually going to take the Falcons, even though I did it the wrong way. In the...
Yeah, I'm going with the Falcons, too. And Falcons, Matt Ryan, Mike Turner, they're going to blow them out.
Exactly. And by the way, I have Turner on one of my fantasy teams now because somebody decided to give him up for David Gerrard.
Oh, that's a good trade. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. I've got Cleveland and Pittsburgh on this Oktoberfest weekend here on I'm With Stupid. Got a lot of Polacks in Cleveland, a lot of Germans in Pittsburgh. It's never a good mix, and just like history shows us, the Polacks are going to get crushed. And we also have the return of Big Ben Roethlisberger, who's going to show us how much more of a man he is than Brett Favre this weekend and destroy the Cleveland Browns.
Yes, Ben Roethlisberger, the Pittsburgh feeler, is back. And honestly, I look for Roethlisberger and the Steelers to molest the Browns.
Okay. What's your next one there, Jamie?
The next one is Dallas at Minnesota. And I got to tell you, I thought Brett Favre looked really limp last week. And I think it's pretty obvious that he's been exposed. And, of course, his offensive line can't protect him, and he can't stay erect. And, therefore, I am going to take Minnesota in this game.
Of course you are. I'd agree with you, but and even though it's at Minnesota, I think the Cowboys are going to right themselves, and Brett Favre is going to come up a little bit short. As we always say, no joke is too obvious for I'm With Stupid.
Exactly.
And once again, keeping with the Oktoberfest theme, we have a bunch of Jews from South Beach invading the greater German area of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And I think the Dolphins are going to put a hurting on the Green Bay Packers this week. And there you have it.
I think
the Jews are taking over.
I think it's payback time for the Jews. I am taking the Dolphins. They've been waiting for 60 years for this, and it's going to happen.
There you go.
Outstanding. And we got that in with only 2 minutes left. And, hey, you know what? Knight's still on the line with us. What are you wearing, Knight?
Nothing. I told you.
Oh.
Yeah. I just wanted to hear you say it again.
And I totally zoned out during your football picks. I caught some of the penis jokes, but...
That's all we ask of.
And something about the Jews getting their revenge.
Exactly.
In the Dolphin.
It's not like they don't own anything.
You got the gist of it. Okay.
Rick Sanchez is going to be pissed, but that's okay.
I like it when he's pissed.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, we got about a minute and a half left, so Knight, thanks for calling in this week. That was awesome of you.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for letting me call.
Anytime.
We don't let you call. We beg you to call.
And thanks to Diane and Mike and Seeing Clearly for calling in also.
And Curious Chris.
And sorry about the technical problems. I'll talk to Google about that. I'm sure they'll get right on top of that.
I'm sure they – well, you have Mike get on that because he's had them correct error maps.
Yeah, Mike, quit messing with us, man. Enough is enough. So, anyway, that's it. What have you got, Matt? You got any last shout-outs?
Mike makes me hot.
I'm not playing that for Mike. I'm playing that for me. No, I got nothing. I'm getting ready to go over to a big party with Rhino over at my brother's house. We're going to celebrate Oktoberfest today. So,
excellent.
There you have it.
All righty, then. That was great. Another awesome show in the can.
I will say, now next week's show, Jay, and I think you agree with me, and next week is going to be our midterm election show. And don't worry, folks, I know it's politics, but we won't let it be boring.
No, no, we're going to have our very own tea party.
That's right.
It's going to be a great time.
Maybe
right,
Glenn
then.
Beck will call in.
Or Sarah Palin.
There you go. Even better.
Okay. Well, there we go, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel. We've got the blues on the run. Zing, boom, tararo. Bring out a song of the cheer. Now's the time to roll the barrel for the gang all here.
Roll out the barrel.
We'll have a barrel of fun.
Roll out the barrel.
Bring out a song of good cheer. Now's the time to roll the barrel for the gang.
That was exciting.